Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, this is Pickle the Drummer from Death Clack, and you're listening to Tack and Metal.
Yeah, this is Rob Dukes from Exodus, and you're listening to Talking Fucking Metal.
Hi, this is Ozzy Osbourne, and you're listening to Talking Metal.
Rock over London,
Zurich,
Auckland,
Dublin,
Dallas,
Milwaukee,
Los Angeles,
Sydney,
Indianapolis,
Tokyo,
Seattle,
Paris,
Budapest,
Berlin,
New York. Ladies and gentlemen, two men who are committed to rocking you wherever you might be, John Astronomy and Mark Striegel. Welcome to the Talking Metal Podcast, broadcasting around the world from TalkingMetal.com and Striegel'sMusicNews.com.
Hey, it's John Astronomy. Welcome to another edition of Talking Metal. This is the Saw 6 original motion picture soundtrack available on Trustkill Records special episode. How you doing, Mark?
I'm good, John. Happy Halloween. This episode, you guys will probably be hearing this either on Halloween or a few days before or after, depending on when we find time to get it up. But I'm doing well. It's been busy. We've had some great podcasts up recently. If you didn't hear the last episode, we had Max Cavalera on from Sepultura and Soulfly fame. We have been planning some stuff coming up. Looks like the Metal Nurse might be appearing on a show in the future. She is now going by Nurse Angel, so we'll have to find out what the story is with her. She seemed to have disappeared off the metal radar for a little bit, but she's back. And I have a letter here to read, but maybe we should get into some music first.
Cool. Yeah, why don't we hear a little sound sample of one of the great tracks on the Saw 6 soundtrack. How about Your Soul Is Mine by Mushroomhead, and then we'll come back and get into that letter.
Light, lead your eyes.
Mushroom Head on Talking Metal, again off the Saw 6 original motion picture soundtrack, available through Trustkill. Trustkill's website, of course, trustkill.com, and I would believe this will probably be up on iTunes and available in all your favorite CD stores. Yeah, again, trustkill.com is the website. This letter comes to us from Matthew. Mark and John, let me first say I've been listening to your show since episode 1, and there aren't words for how much I love it. I've been into metal since I was 12, but as I got older and am now in college, I felt myself sort of falling away from it. It worried me, but I didn't know what to do. Also, I live in Atlanta, and it's not the best environment for metal. Some people might disagree with you on that statement, but anyways. But then my friend and I went to see Metallica for his birthday with Gojira and Lamb of God opening at the Philips Arena on October 4th. Problem solved. My metal spirit is revived, and your show is helping me more and more every day. Thank you so much. Keep rocking, Matt. Hey, Matt, thanks for checking in. That was a great email, and we appreciate your support of Talking Metal.
Yeah, Matt, thank you very, very much, and I'd love to get down to Atlanta sometime, and if we do, we'll email you, man. So thanks again for that. Mark, you have some other stuff you want to talk about that's KISS-related, and I want to tell everybody to go to acefraley.com and check out the new U.S. tour dates that are about to commence. Ace will be playing this Wednesday, which will, again, probably be last Wednesday by the time you're listening to this, October 28th, 2009, at the Nokia Theater with Alice Cooper. It's going to be a great show. Now, these dates you will be able to go check out. November 5th, Horseshoe Casino, Whiskey Road, Council Bluffs, Iowa. November 6th, Northern Lights Theater, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 7th, the Majestic Theater, Madison, Wisconsin. He's going through Illinois, Ohio, Michigan, playing the really cool casino on November 13th. And then he will be back in L.A. November 15th to the 18th for the Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp. And guys, got some exciting news. I have been working directly with Ace, reporting directly to Ace recently, and it has been great, and it looks like I'm going to wind up flying out for one or more of these dates.
Very cool, John. And I know if you are an Ace fan and you're at one of the shows, specifically the Midwest shows, keep your eyes open. John might be there in the wings helping Ace out and working with the guys in the band, Derek and Anthony and Scotty on drums. Cool. I wanted to just go back. A couple weeks ago, I mentioned the new KISS album, which I really like, Sonic Boom. I mentioned it was on target to sell about 180,000 copies its first week. That was wrong information, guys. It only came in selling 108,000 copies. Hits magazine had projected it was going to sell 180,000, and that projection was based on the first 2 days of sales. And I think what happened, from what I'm told, is all the crazy KISS fans went the first day, bought the record, and then it really dropped right off on the third day, because I guess everybody who had the record wanted the record, and your average Walmart shoppers just weren't buying it. So there you go. KISS checking in with first week sales on a great record, Sonic Boom, at 108,000. A lot less than what we saw from bands like Metallica and AC/DC. Even Guns N' Roses sold a lot more than that with Chinese Democracy their first week. So, you know, the KISS fans need to get out there and buy this record because it is a solid record. I think one of the best records since the 80s for KISS, at least since Revenge.
And you also have to get out there and buy the new Ace Frehley album, Anomaly, which is also available in a whole slew of stores, not just Walmart.
Yes, definitely. What else do we have off the Saw soundtrack? Maybe a little Kitty?
Yeah, why don't we get into a sound sample of the track Cutthroat by Kitty.
Surprise with me, it's all too great.
was Cutthroat by Kitty on the Saw 6 soundtrack. Make sure you pick it up. A lot of great music on this. The Flood, Kitty, Mushroom Head, Suicide Silence, Typo Negative, Shadows Fall. A lot of great stuff to listen to. Memphis, Mayfire. So pick up Saw 6, original motion picture soundtrack. And check the movie out, too, definitely. Hatebreed, I believe, is on it, too, right?
Yep, yeah. Some of the other bands, Hatebreed, Suicide Silence, Chimera, Converge, Every Time I Die, Lacuna Coil. Lots and lots of bands. I mean, literally, there are 18 songs on the album, and then if you buy it on iTunes, you have three more tracks from groups like 69 Eyes and Miss May I. So lots and lots of music. Why don't we just get right into another track, and then we'll come back and do a little more talking. This is Lethal Injection by The Flood, who we've had on Talking Metal.
Definitely check The Flood out. They have a unique sound, for sure. A heavy, hard, in-your-face. And go back and check that interview out on the Talking Metal podcast if you missed it. A lot of stuff happening. There is a great podcast for any of our Spanish-speaking listeners. You guys should all check it out. Fusion Sonica by Marzeri 2005, Victor. So check out his podcast. I highly recommend it.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Victor is very cool. Also, check out the reviews section on TalkingMetal.com. There is a brand new review by Met Alex. It just went up, and he actually did two reviews, so there's going to be an additional one going up in the near future as well. And we're trying to get you more content. Check out the news section of TalkingMetal.com. Click through all the links. Check out the Google ads, all that kind of stuff. There's a ton of stuff on the site. Sometimes I wonder if there's too much stuff on the site. I'm not sure. I think giving you guys the most amount of content is good, but, you know, the web etiquette people might say that we're a little too cluttered. I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, let us know what you think. We'd love to hear from you. I like having a ton of content to go through on the site, you know, but different people are, you know, have different preferences, I guess. So check it out and let us know what you think of TalkingMetal.com, StriegelsMusicNews.com. It's all the same thing. What else did I want to mention? I really think we're going to have some great big-name artists coming to the podcast. Some have been on before, some haven't. Stay tuned to us for that. And, you know, you have the Talking Metal podcast. You have the Talking Metal site. Again, John mentioned the news section. Go there every day, guys. I mean, there was a lot of people who it really paid off for people who went who go to the Talking Metal news section because they won stuff like a Zakk Wylde guitar. Foot pedals, all sorts of great prizes. And that was something I don't even know if we mentioned that on the podcast. It was strictly for the people who go to the news section on TalkingMetal.com. And we always put up little stories on there almost every day, every other day. Guy walking by, dragging a garbage can. New York City, Times Square. Stay in touch on Talking Metal by emailing us at talkingmetal@yahoo.com.
Yeah, guys, stay in touch with us. Check out that news section. Congratulations to all the people who won the great Zach-related prizes. Some of you guys, actually, one person got a guitar, one person got a pedal, somebody got some great inner ear headphone speakers. Some people got to meet Zach, VIP tickets, regular tickets. It was just an amazing contest for Halloween and for Epiphone, Gibson, and Zach Wilde. So thanks again for everybody who participated. Sorry for everybody who participated and did not win. Hopefully you guys will win another contest the next time around. Why don't we end today's episode, which was the Saw 6 original motion picture soundtrack on Trustkill Records, with a remix. Now, there are a couple of remixes on this record, and one of them is by Suicide Silence. It's called Genocide. It's the Saw 6 remix. And another one is by Shadows Fall. It is called Still I Rise. So why don't we hear that one? This is Still I Rise by Shadows Fall off the Saw 6 soundtrack. Trustkill, want to thank Rob, want to thank Josh at Trustkill, and also want to thank Dana Gordon as well. So thanks a lot, guys, and keep rocking.